buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
You know, it pays to learn from your mistakes and from others. In this episode, Matthew shares his learnings from his first sales job and, of course, his journey from an SDR to a CEO. Matthew discusses how he built his playbook from his failures and how he used other people's content as a source of knowledge. You can learn this too by tuning in to this latest episode of Sales Transformation.
What did you learn in your first SDR job, or maybe even in the boot camp, that you feel, you know, made you successful to be able to go from SDR to, you know, manager in such a short period of time?
Yeah. There's two really big things, and this is something I've repeated on previous podcasts as well, is there's this dude named Matthew Binder. He was one of the first people I started speaking to when I broke into the SaaS space as a little SDR me. And I was actually interviewing to join his company, but one of the biggest pieces of feedback I got to growing quickly, like he was able to as well, was build a playbook, right? Not just the things that you're doing well, but also the things that you're not doing so well, right? There's an unlimited number of ways to do things right. And I believe that for sure, but there's a limited number of ways to do things wrong. And so if you're able to start cutting out the ways you can do things wrong, it enables you to really figure out the path doing the right way. And there's millions of different paths. And so that was kind of the first thing I did. I started building out a playbook of my successes and failures. I started building out the kind of salesperson I was around that. Also learning from the people who were successful before me, branching out on LinkedIn. And working at a really young startup off the bat, it kind of forced me into the position of going on to LinkedIn and speaking with people, maybe such as yourself, experienced sales leaders who already knew what they were kind of doing, and learning from them and trying to become a top 1%er based off of what everybody else was doing, and then kind of branching out and doing things my own way. That was kind of those two things mixed in one, having to learn from others and building that playbook, really what got me from point A to where I'm at today as quickly as possible.
Yeah. And it's an interesting thought there, right? Is building your playbook. So, you know, maybe you work at a company that has a playbook. Like, are you talking about building your own personal playbook? Like build something that's unique and relevant to yourself as how you could be successful in your role.
Exactly, right? Because throughout your career, you're probably going to be working at different companies. And so you got to figure out to build a playbook for you, right? Taking the data from each company that you've worked at, maybe different scripts that you've built, wording that you've changed in the script that made it X percent better, get you more meetings, right? That ended up in deals closed. And so kind of taking that culmination of data, what you've done between your different roles. And I think that's really what creates you as the best salesperson possible. And a lot of people just do that mentally. But if you're able to write down what you're doing, that's kind of how that's how I got into leadership. So I was able to prove and scale what I had done for myself for others. And I was able to prove that by having all this data and this playbook and the things that I had built. So that's what I did. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow, as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.